Hey everyone, I'm Milo, and welcome to Describing a Rock. When I decided to start this project, I was just trying to make something terrible that I loved. Much to my surprise, other people loved it too. This first episode is rough, but each episode after is much more polished, so stick around. Hey guys, welcome to my station, where today I'm going to describe a rock in detail. So I got this rock. It was a pretty good story. I got it in Northern Ireland. I went on a trip to go see the Giant's Causeway, and I did a 5-mile hike. It was really fun, and it was with a bus tour, and I don't like a bus tour, so I ditched the bus tour, and my guide from the hike gave me a quick lift over to a cool castle. And it was really cool, and way down below, there was a beach. Now, it wasn't a sandy beach. It was full of little rocks and things, and they looked beautiful. Because the rocks there are beautiful. So, I've been playing a lot of Breath of the Wild, and in that game, you just go anywhere. If you see, like, a crazy cliff, you can climb it, and I love that. So, I saw that little beach, and it was, like, down this very steep hill. You had to, like, hop a railing, and it was damp, because it's Northern Ireland, and so I went like 5-minute walk down to the railing, and I hopped it, and as I was hopping, it started to rain a little bit, and luckily I had my raincoat, because I'm a very prepared person, and it also, well, all of it, it just felt like Breath of the Wild. It starts raining when I get to the place where I'm trying to climb, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna try and climb anyway, and so I went down. And there was beautiful, beautiful rocks all over the beach. Most of them were basalt, so super, super dark black when they are wet. And it was a beach. And it was also raining, so they were all super dark black. And there were these also strange white rocks, like really white, not quartz, which is when it's foggy, it's white. Something else. I don't know. And some of these, they had parts of, like, the rest of whatever the hell it was kind of attached to it. And in the water, it had, like, in the wetness, these rocks, they kind of glowed a little bit. Like, they are, like, very slightly transparent, like, kind of like, I don't know, like an opal or something. And so they had a beautiful color to them. And so this rock here that I have today is one of those rocks. And it has, so it is maybe an inch long. Grab a small one, I like a small rock. It's got an irregular shape. So if I kind of stand it up like this, it's like a triangle. So I'm going to describe it like a triangle. The one corner from the base goes out, I'm going to say 120 degrees. The other corner from the base goes out about 50 degrees. So they come out in this direction to a point off to the side, past the edge of the base. All right, so it doesn't stand up, but that is the shape. From that angle, from another angle, it's sort of like roughly ovalish, and then another, yeah. So that's the size. It's vaguely quadrilateral in this sense. So it's got one of the edges, the base edge I described. It is that white rock, that really, really white, strange rock. And it, like, moves into this kind of clearish, glowy kind of feeling rock. I think it's agate. I have nothing to back this thought. It's just a feeling. I grew up kind of in a jewelry store, and there is a lot of rocks in the form of beads, many of them shiny. And so I think this is an agate. And it's nice. It's very smooth from the ocean, which it's probably spent a lot of time in. Northern Ireland is a very volcanic region, so I think it was formed in a volcano. It's very hard. The texture is quite smooth, but it does have a slight grit, like a pearl. Very smooth, but with a very slight grit that you can feel when you rub your thumbnail on it. It's a small, very small, pitted bits to it, which I don't know, maybe that's just from rack knocking around on shit. But anyway, that's this rock. Glad you came to listen to me describing a rock in great detail. Tune in next time for another rock, probably.